and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q1 FY25 earning call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Shubhangi, and good evening to all, and thanks on connecting for Supreme Industries Q1 25 results call. Apologies from the delay. From the company side, we have Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Sabu, Company Secretary, who will take us through the Q1 performance and their comments. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Taparia.
P.C. Somani, CFO, and R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter ended 30 June 2024. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 173,835 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of ₹2,612 crore during the first quarter of the current year against sale of 148,544 tons. And net product turnover of ₹2,340 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 17% and 12% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to ₹2,658 crore. And ₹425 crore as compared to ₹2,383 crore and ₹343 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 12% and 24% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to ₹357 crore. And ₹273 crore as compared to ₹283 crore and ₹216 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 26% and 27% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2024 as compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year has been held under. Plastic piping system business grew 20% by volume and 14% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 8% in volume and 14% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 12% by volume and 3% in value term. Consumer product segment business decreased by 7% in both volume and value term. The company has total cash surplus of ₹1,245 crore as on 30 June 2024 as against cash surplus of ₹1,178 crore as on 31st March 2024. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to ₹925 crore during the current quarter as compared to ₹756 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year. Business outlook. Polymer prices remained range-bound during the quarter except for the price of PVC resin, which increased by around ₹13 per kilo and increased about 15%. However, PVC resin prices started showing a declining trend from second week of July onward. Thus, the raw material prices are expected to remain affordable. Country is witnessing good rainfall in most of the part, which augurs well for the economy. Demand for housing and infrastructure is good. The company remains positive of initial volume growth with an increase in value-added product turnover, both for plastic piping division and for the company during the current financial year. Various capacity expansion programs of piping division are progressing smoothly. Most of the expanded capacities at the existing manufacturing unit would be in place during the second half of the year. Various greenfield projects which are taken in hand are progressing well. The company has been allocated required land at Malanpur in Madhya Pradesh for a new unit to expand its pipe fitting capacity, additional land at Jarsala, Telangana for further expansion, and also completed the purchase of contiguous land to existing plant at Sangli in Maharashtra. The company also negotiated purchase of additional contiguous land at Pondicherry for expansion of bathware product. Identification and allotment of suitable land near Patna in Bihar and near Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh are at an advanced stage. The company also applied for industrial land in Jammu state in Kathua district for putting up a plastic product complex. The new greenfield unit dedicated for production of various industrial Malwar and Malanpur has commenced trial production and likely to go into commercial production soon. With completion of all the expansion plan undertaken during this year, except the greenfield site, installed capacity plastic piping system shall reach to 835,000 tons per annum by end of fiscal year 2025 from 740,000 tons as on 31st March 2024. Orders for equipment have been placed for PP silent pipe system in technical collaboration with Messrs. Polo Prost of Austria. The newly launched PERT piping system and PE single wall corrugated pipe has received an encouraging response. The polyethylene gas piping system is expected to be launched by October this year from Garigaon. The company continues to invest and enlarge the product basket in its piping business and to increase the range of value-added product. The company's strategy to focus more on metal product from cross-laminated film is yielding positive results. The division is expanding its fabrication capacity, which will further help in improving overall realization and margin. Efforts to expand geographical reach in the world market are yielding positive results. Trials have commenced to manufacture newly developed cross plastic film. The company is hopeful to successfully complete the trial process in the current quarter to pave the way for its commercial launch. The company has expanded and introduced various new models of chair and cabinet in its furniture segment. The division continues to add showroom to improve awareness of its range of premium product. Total strength of showroom has reached 319 by the end of June 2024 from 308 showroom as on 31st March 2024. The industrial component division is carrying out capacity augmentation judiciously, mostly against confirmed business and projected volume committed by customer. Is also working to expand its customer base and develop the business in new sector. With revival in the business scenario of various appliance customers, division expects better growth prospects going forward. The fisheries and food and retail sector in the material handling division are seeing good demand. Division is adding newer market in western coastal area for growth in fisheries, trade, and also building strong network for increase in sale of variety of dustbin. There is good demand from the soft drink industry. The division is expanding its product range and is in process of establishing manufacturing setup for bubble guard board used in packing boxes and is also expanding capacity for production of PP hollow sheet. that users expect to continue momentum of growth both in volume and value terms. Composite LP cylinder is issued letter of intent from Indian Oil Corporation Limited for the supply of 231,035 number of cylinders during the year. The company is actively engaging with the distribution system of LP cylinder and initiating various promotional activities. The protective division, packaging division, has enhanced its capacity utilization. They are still ready to work more on fabricated products and improve profitability. The division is increasing its fabrication capacity to cater to increased demand and also expanding its capacity at existing location, apart from looking for a new greenfield site near Port Investment Region to cater to export opportunity and meet increased domestic demand. Identification and negotiation for acquisition of land are at advanced stage and are likely to be concluded by October 2024. The performance packaging division continues to utilize its capacity optimally and work on post-extrusion value-added product. The company has placed equipment order for making windows at its new site to start with Dehar and also at its existing factory Kharagpur. The company expects to supply windows from these two sites in the first half of 2025-2026. Overall, the company focus is to achieve value-added turnover growth along with volume-driven growth in all its businesses. With that focus in mind, company has planned brownfield expansion at 10 running units this year and plan to add 7 new sites, which will enable the company to operate from 36 sites spread over 15 states in the country. With increased business opportunity, the company has made capex commitment, including carry forward commitment, of around 1,500 crore. Entire capex shall be funded from internal accrual. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter ended under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now I and my colleague, Sri Pishi Somani and Sri RJ Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I've concluded.
Yes. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Venkatesh Balasubramaniam. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions. The first question is, did you have any inventory gain or loss in the current quarter?
No inventory gain.
Okay. Now, was June a bad month for growth? Because wasn't your volume growth almost 22% YOY in the first 2 months of the quarter? And then for the full quarter, you've done 17%. So did something happen in the third month of the quarter? And if at all, what exactly happened in the month of June?
The price started going up big way. In the month of June, in first half, the price went up by 8 rupees a kilo, 2 times 4 rupees a kilo. So customers were concerned that what is going wrong. So then they withdrew the purchases. And they were selling from the inventory. This happens in the business.
But usually when prices go up so fast, isn't there inventory stocking and actually you end up selling more?
The increase was not considered sustainable.
Okay.
If due to artificial reason of the freight going up from Asia to India, majority of import of PVC coming from Asia to India.
Okay.
The majority, 80% PVC in the country come from Asia. And the freight rate due to Red Sea crisis went up suddenly big way. People never believed that this freight increase will sustain. And that is coming true. Now the freight rate is coming down dramatically. So starting from second week of July, prices went down by 4 rupees a kilo. And thereafter the demand is also very weak. So the companies have to give price protection. And we believe the company price should go down again, either in 1st August or even earlier. So these are the reasons the business has been affected in the month of July and going to remain affected in the affected month of June and going to remain slightly low in month of July also.
Okay, understood. Now, given that you've... Yeah.
Okay.
No, what I was asking is, given that June has been a weak month, and July is also expected to be a weak month.
We still commit 25% growth.
So you think you can do full year 25% volume growth?
We maintain.
Actually, Mr. Taparia, you had guided for 20% volume growth overall and 25% for plastic piping.
25% plastic piping.
Okay. And for overall 20%, that also remains.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Any change to your 15.5% margin guidance?
No. We say it is going to be 15 to 15.5%.
Okay. Last question from my side. A lot of players are telling that Supreme is aggressively cutting prices and is pulling down industry margins. Any way you want to respond to that? Because some of your competitors are telling you're cutting prices.
I cannot respond to market rumors.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the very best for the year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The first question, you know, just wanted to understand between the plastic product segment, which are the products which are seeing faster growth and which are the products relatively slower right now and expected to improve in the following year? That's the first question.
Plastic piping system has good growth potential. Packaging segment has got good growth potential. Material handling has got good growth potential.
Sir, I was asking more for within plastic piping, which are the products which are doing better and which are the products which can pick up in growth for the balance 9 months?
It is classified information.
Okay, no problem. Sir, packaging EBIT margins are very volatile. What could be the reason, please?
Because the demand for all our product segment has now come up in cross-laminated film. There were so many new converters came making look-alike product with no property compared to our cross-laminated film. After 3 years, the product has proved complete failure. So now the customer are coming back to us. And we are able to increase our volume and the price of the segment.
Sir, I understand that, but when I look at the EBIT margins reported for the segment, you know, on a QOQ basis, they're very low and they've been very volatile over the last 5 quarters. Is that more a function of the, you know, product mix in the segment?
I showed you protective packaging product and cross-laminated film. And in our packaging film also, we are going more to value-added product.
Okay, maybe I'll take that offline. And lastly, sir, in terms of CapEx, I just wanted to know what would be the cash CapEx for the year, for fiscal 25. I understand the overall CapEx is 1,500 crores. From a cash flow perspective, what would be the cash outflow?
Yeah, it could be in the range of 1,000 to 1,200 crores. We really can't estimate today, but should not be beyond it.
Thank you so much, Niji. I'll come back in the queue. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Patel from Reliance Nippon Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving me opportunity. Good evening to the management. So, a couple of questions. Just wanted to understand, if I look at the overall, margin trend, because of the higher PVC prices, it should go up, but that didn't happen. So does it mean that the contribution of, non-plumbing products, particularly agri pipes, was higher, and that was the reason for this quarter?
I don't follow your question, please.
I just need to understand the overall EBITDA margin, particularly company has reported 14.7 and the PVC prices was inched up sharply. So does it mean that in this quarter there was a higher contribution from agri pipes rather than plumbing pipes or pipes, due to which the margin was not that much, reported?
Generally, pipe sold a low margin.
Right. So what was the, contribution of agri versus plumbing for this quarter versus the general trend?
We can't say it was correctly because we know that many places agri pipe is used for housing also. We are principally more in a housing segment. We are not a very big player in agri segment.
Okay, sure.
And housing segment or infrastructure.
Sure, sir. And you mentioned that second question was related to, margin profile. As you mentioned that in quarter one, particularly in June month, there was a spike in the PVC prices by around rupees 8, due to which dealers refrained to buy it or restocking it. But again, if I look at, the PVC prices has went down by rupees 4 recently, last week only. So do we see sharp recovery in margins or restocking will again happen?
We said that we will be earning around 15.5% for the whole year. Monthly basis, we can't track it. Monthly basis, we don't know because the current price also PVC may not sustain. It may go further down. Company has given already price protection. We also given customer price protection.
Right. So does it mean that because, see, in falling prices, generally dealers are also refraining to buy it. So again, there will be some issue related to, the volume growth. So I just need to understand, are we still comfortable to achieve, 25% piping volume? Because for the rest of the month, you mentioned that July month is again not good.
We are committing, not only committing by words, we are committing investment also. You have heard of our investment plan. This is 10 new site, our existing site, we are expanding capacity.
Sure.
We are making 5 new sites for plastic piping. We are very confident market will grow. We are confident that we will achieve 25% volume growth.
Okay, sure, sir. And how the third question was, how the industry is panning out? It is into consolidation phase, or do we see, traction again post-budget related to the, government-related projects again, or it would be through real estate demand? How the things will pan out for the rest of the year?
Not much government. We don't deal much with government. We deal directly with
distributors
to the retail
point. Distributors, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Sure.
We are not government business.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I want to understand how was the revenue of Nal Se Jal in this quarter? What percent of revenue?
Revenue
and volume.
Not much value. Nal Se Jal was mostly completed, but not much value.
Okay.
I got a number with me, but not much value because now more business will start from September.
Okay. So it should be less than 2%?
We can't say today. September is too much delay today.
This quarter
I'm asking. It should be less than 2%?
2 months ago. Now this is any season, now.
Q1 I'm asking. Q1 Nal Se Jal revenue should be less than 2%, right?
Q1 cannot be possible because the new budget will come now. When the new fund come only, then money will start flowing. So now the budget will be announced tomorrow. Thereafter the business will flow.
No.
Annual basis, not monthly basis.
No, what I'm trying to understand, as you know, Null Se Jal possibly revenue might wipe off in next few quarters. What I'm trying to understand in Q1, the quarter which has gone by, whether Null Se Jal revenue was less than
2%? I don't know. Whether it was 2%, but we supply to any contractual, it may not be only Null Se Jal, we supply for irrigation project also. So I don't have idea how much gone for Null Se Jal. We have no idea. We supply for infrastructure, that's what I know. How much is going for Null Se Jal, we have no idea.
Okay, so what would be the infrastructure volume and revenue in this quarter?
How much can you? What policy is the pipe
going to sell?
But not much infrastructure. Not much.
Oh.
I don't
tell
the number before
me. Okay, got it. And how has been the CPVC prices in this quarter?
Say?
CPVC prices.
Now started going up with PVC, they also went up a little bit. And CPC fully available also, and slightly price went up, so we could increase the price also, so there's no issue.
Understood. We can see some margin compression in pipes in this segment, so it's more to do with change in mix, or it's more to do with, you know, increased competitive intensity, higher rebate to dealer to push volume. How should we read it?
What margin compression? I don't know what margin compression. I don't know. What margin compression you are referring, we have no idea.
So if I talk about EBIT margin sequentially also for pipes, it is down by 120 bps. And even if I look year on year adjusted for inventory loss, still pipes EBIT margin is down. So how should we read it?
No, Q1, you see the major part comes from agri. So Q1 to Q1, if you compare,
Q1, if I adjust for inventory loss, which was 40 crore last quarter, so that way still margin is down. So you can put maybe 150 bps to 200 bps margin was down in Q1 due to inventory loss in June 23. So that way inventory margin. Yeah, last year Q1 there was inventory loss. So if you adjust for that, then margin is down by year on year also, pipes.
Basically, because of the product mix, it's also.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to one or two questions to per participant. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Hi, sir. First of all, I just wanted to ask on the PVCO pipe. So specifically, we are getting very aggressive on that part. And just wanted to know how the industry has been shaping up, what is the competitive intensity over there, and how will take the capturing the growth of the industry.
As of today, we are very, very small player in OPVC. The country is a very small player. There are not many machines making OPVC in the country, but the machines are not available. Presently, there is only one supplier, and he's got very limited portion capacity. So we have placed order with the supplier, but the machines are inordinately delayed. So there is no compression intensity, pushing the product is not available.
So, sir, but wanted to ask on the machine availability. So, as you rightly said, the machine is not been available. So, are we seeking any alternative supplier or a domestic player who can supply to us and we can aggressively grow towards that?
We will buy the machine only if we can make the product as per the requirement of the customer.
Sir, didn't get you.
Somebody deliver the machine, then we can be the buyer.
Sir, you are not audible. Can you just
specify? When the person develop the machine which can make suitable oriented PVC pipe, then we will be the customer.
Okay, but sir, just wanted to, like, there is no specific player to manufacture OPVC machinery in India, or we have to import, or how is the situation over here?
We are importing and we are discussing with some local producer also, Once the local producer machine is perfected, then we will buy.
Sir, wanted to ask on the same line. We have been a very legacy player in the pipe segment. So, and we have been foraying into OPVC. So why suddenly we have forayed into OPVC? What are the specific demand drivers over in context to last few years? There has been keen demand over here.
I don't follow what you say.
In the recent past year, we have been expanded in the PVCO segment, right? We have been piping companies.
Only last year we purchased one company who were making OPVC. OPVC has now come properly accepted by the government department to supplement the ductile iron pipe. So once the government started accepting OPVC pipe in place of ductile iron pipe, then we moved into the business. But the supply of the machines are very limited today. And okay. We are discussing with local producer of the machine. Once the machines are established, we will be the customer from the local company also.
Okay. So, sir,
proper critical mass, then we can talk much better. Today, there is no product available.
Sir, just wanted to ask on the same line. As you have rightly...
Sorry to interrupt. You may follow the next question queue for your next question. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Hi, what is this?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I can hear you, madam. Please.
Yeah. Also, just wanted to ask, firstly, was there any inventory gain in this particular quarter?
No inventory gain.
No inventory. And secondly, like you said, that, you know, there is destocking happening because prices are falling or anticipated to, fall. What must be the inventory levels? Is it too low at the distributor level? And do you expect any pickup to happen from August once prices stabilizes?
Yeah, inventory levels are coming down. And definitely, you rightly said, once the price gets settled or stabilized, then definitely the pickup will start.
So on a general, some quantum that you can give, like how much low is it, on an average, how much is it, and, you know, how low it is at this point of time?
It's very difficult to envisage. Inventory level is the stockist level.
No, but after we go thousands of which I can't say, but we know very well that demand is reasonably maintained at their level. So,
okay. There
must be restocking in a very big way. So, and this month is very excessive rainy season also. So, normally July month is a low demand month, normally. We believe after second half of August, demand will come in a big way, as normally happens. So,
understood.
We are quite comfortable.
Understood. Got that. Also, one last one from my end. Given that, you know, you have been stating that, you know, you're putting greenfield plants, you've upgraded your guidance for greenfield plants. We do understand your near-term guidance of 25%, which you maintain. But given that now there are 6 greenfield plants, which you've never ever put, what's the likely volume growth run rate that you see over the next 4 to 5 years? Just a broad number or some sense on opportunity terms that you're able to see in terms of volumes. That will be really helpful.
Beyond this year?
Beyond this year, right.
We believe it should maintain between 13% or 14%, 12 to 14% volume growth may be maintained after 2025 to 6 onward. We believe the growth may be between 12 to 15% because the country is being big, the government is doing big push, and we believe that our economy will grow between 7 to 8%. Country infrastructure investment will continue. And the economy condition of the country will go on improving. And generally, the PVC consumption will be going mostly into building infrastructure and agriculture. The demand will go on growing. So we remain quite optimistic.
Understood, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. And all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. I have just one question. This is regarding your value-added sales. Sir, could you throw more light on your product pipeline right now, which could potentially contribute to your value-added sales?
No, this is our gas piping system, our CPVC piping system, our PPR silent pipe system, our PPR for plumbing system, our PEX piping system, our PERT piping system, all are value-added products.
So as a percentage of sales, where do you perceive the value-added sales to stabilize?
I believe it should be between 40 to 44%. What we see.
But I think the company as a whole, between 38 to 40%. That is what our ambition. So we are hovering around 35, 36, 37%. So going forward, we should inch up a bit more towards 38% plus.
And this is by when? Next 1 year?
Yeah, we always remain committed to that. So our all efforts and focus is on this.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. The first question is related to the plastic pipe utilization. At what level of utilization you are running at, and what level of a peak utilization you can reach to?
We anticipate this year we will achieve 75%.
So if I calculate your 25% of a growth and average out for last year and this year capacity, you need to have 80% of utilization to reach this 25% of a growth. So is it possible for reach 80%?
We must have 625,000 ton pipeline. And our capacity end of the year will be 8,75,000.
So it's in the average of opening closing. Yeah, you are saying 70, it will be between 75 to 80% from that perspective.
Okay. Just to relate it to that, sir, have you ever achieved such kind of a high utilization in the past?
No. You see, the past average, if you look at, we have always between 65 to 70%. So the kind of demand what we are looking at, kind of product profile we have made.
Now we are adding some new system, and we are adding new SKU in our existing 36 system, and we are adding new distributor. We are increasing reach in other states also. So they have given us good confidence that we will achieve better utilization capacity this year.
Okay, great, sir. And the next question is related to your packaging segment. In the packaging, margin profile is quite fluctuating if I look at for last 5 quarters. So, and while your commentary in your press release is quite, encouraging in that sense, like a protective or a performance packaging doing very well. So why is that so much of fluctuation in your margin, EBIT margin profile of packaging?
That may be demand, throughout the year, huh? And cross-laminated film is sold during off-season, a very large volume. So depend on the moment, the volume in a particular quarter. So we are prepared for the demand fluctuation. It's steady demand every month.
Okay, so it depends on the demand, how much of what product you are selling, the margin profile changes accordingly.
It will be fluctuating, but the good part is that now all the 3 segments of packaging, whether it is the silphaline, whether it is the protective packaging or performance, all three are doing good. Whereas in past period, sometimes silphaline was lagging behind because of the market competition on lookalike products. So now all those things are behind.
Okay, great. Got it. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from Bob Caps. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Yeah, so my first question is on the plastic pipe segment. Just wanted to know whether we are sourcing plastic pipe product captively only, or we are also sourcing it through third party at present?
No outside sourcing.
Okay. Given the current demand and competitive scenario in the packaging segment, can you give some sense what would be our sustainable packaging segment margin over the medium term, in your view?
No, our margins which we are now getting, are they sustainable? They are sustainable only.
At around 15%, sir?
You are talking the EBIT margin or EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin for packaging segment.
It should be more than 15%.
And lastly, sir, can you just give some sense what would be our CPVC pipe volume growth in the current June quarter?
CPVC volume growth
first quarter was more than 40%.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Bothra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello.
I have reached.
Yes, sir. I have 2-3 questions. One, by when you think demerger is possible for the pipe segment? I mean, it's a 70% of the revenue. By when can we have demerger of the pipe segment? I believe 70% of the revenue is from pipe segment.
We don't have any plan.
No plan. What do you mean?
Demerger of the piping business.
What for?
We don't have any plan.
Sir, for anything. Better clarity and understanding purpose.
Okay. No demerger.
We don't have any plan.
Okay.
We don't have separate pipe division. We make a complete product in every site.
Okay. Secondly, sir, can we have a breakdown of CAPEX in terms of segment, in terms of capacity, and in terms of value? We don't have any slide for CAPEX as such. And the revenue potential going forward.
We don't have immediately to share with you.
I think going forward, if you could include this slide in the presentation, that would be very helpful.
We will keep in our mind when we talk in the month of October. We'll take your suggestion in your mind. Thank you very much for good session.
Lastly, sir, on the projection, I mean, you mentioned that 15-20% growth overall. So 121 billion revenue is achievable in FY25, according to you?
Not 15-20. I told 20% volume growth this year. Huh?
Yeah, overall revenue, I mean to say, will it be crossing 121 billion? 12,000 crore?
This year, the value will be around 12,000 to 12,500 crores.
Yeah, that is what I was saying. And 1,800 crores of operating profit.
Yeah, around 15.5%.
Okay. And sir, how do we categorize the value-added sales? Beyond what percentage of margin does it fall into?
Beyond 17%.
So this may keep fluctuating, I mean, the value-added sales percentage. Since this is 17%, some product may come up and down. So how do you reclassify quarter-to-quarter basis?
No, we classify month-to-month basis also internally. And that's
okay.
So that is a very dynamic market.
So we are doing our business different.
Right. So this might so happen that in 1 month, our product may...
Sorry to interrupt. You may follow the question queue for your next question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodhia from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on capacity. So after this 1,500 crore of capex, putting all these 6-7 greenfield units in place, what will be our expanded capacity, pipes and non-pipes?
Expanded capacity overall will be how much? 10 million?
Yeah, 1 million to
1 million
for piping.
This year will be air-sexual piping.
Because this whole greenfield will not come this year.
Correct.
This year, but it will come by end of next year only.
Correct. So I am trying to understand FY26 capacities after this 1,500 crore capex.
Right. FY26 is going to be in excess of 1.25 million tons.
And out of this pipe would be how much?
1 million.
Okay. And second question is on, sir, this industrial valve, sprinklers, and pipe gas piping system. What kind of investments in capacities we would have put
or we are in process of putting?
We don't have any industrial value. They are all separate investment. Industrial value is separate investment with 20 million ready. And certain modes are ready, but it will go proper production only from April 2025. So that time we will give the current investment what we are envisaging in that business.
Okay. And do you expect any inventory gains in Q2?
No inventory gains. Prices are coming down. So I hope there will be no inventory loss.
Okay. And just lastly on sir, CPVC, June month...
Sorry to interrupt. You may follow the question queue for the next question.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, when you talk about this 25% of pipe volume growth for FY25, what is the expectation of industry growth there?
I think they are talking at 12 to 15%.
Okay, so industry will grow at 12 to 15% and you will grow at 25%. That's understand, right?
Yes, sir. I was told by the raw material supplier, I don't know.
So many underground
players are also there and so many players there. I can talk more greatly about my company.
Okay, fair. And sir, just in terms of, you know, there were a lot of talks about the anti-dumping duties on some of the imports of PVC. So what is the status on that and how should one look at the PVC prices on account of if there was an anti-dumping?
I also want to know if you can help me, please advise me. This is only known to the DGTR department and Ministry of Finance. I have no idea. It's done to two departments, Ministry of Finance and DGTR, Director General Trade Remedies. They know, and Ministry of Finance knows. I have no idea.
Okay, sir. Got that. Thank you so much. I'll come back in. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the plastic pipe segment. So just trying to get a sense of what your priorities in the segment. So I'll frame my question like this. So in the past, you've guided or your decisions have been guided by the ROC target of 20%. Now in that context, is it right to say that you'll be passing on the cost advantages that you will get from all the capacity expansion that you're doing right now in order to maintain, and you will still maintain the 20% ROC target? What I intend to say is, will you retain some part of the cost advantage which will reflect in the margin and increase the ROC, or will you pass it on completely so that the ROC is at about 20% and you get exceptionally high volume growth compared to the market? What is your priority here?
Yeah, you are right. You see, ultimately, our ROC creator is not diluted any time. So when we put up the new capacities or new plant and new greenfield, so we try to capture that market aggressively. And definitely the cost advantages, or more particularly of the freight, you can say, is passed on to the customers.
Right, and that will make you more competitive in the market. Is that right to understand? And hence your ROC will be in place and all the advantage you'll pass on to the market for volume growth. So volume growth will be the priority.
Because we have just a huge variety of products, and we sell system, we sell solution, so we have no issue.
Okay.
We are adding more and more system. Today we are opening 36 system. This year we are adding 5 new system. Apart from the 41 system which we will have by middle of June next year, we will be adding several SKU in the existing system. We are increasing our product portfolio to give full solution to our customers.
So these systems will be margin accretive? That's my last question.
To give better service to our customers.
No, I'm saying, will these systems be margin accretive or per kg basis? Will they be margin accretive or not really? That's my last question.
It is accretive to volume, accretive to value added growth. Both. Our focus is to grow by volume, grow by value added. Our focus remains.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We need to provide the entire system. Because that is the package what we have to provide.
Yeah, same. To provide complete service to customers.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Thank you. This was...
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Mandhana from Avigna Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand basically when you are saying that the government gas pipelines would be a business for us, in terms of margin, I think that would be a very low margin business. I guess the tender would have, tenders are generally given to the lowest quote. Is that understanding correct?
We have not got any order. When I get order, then I will reply you.
Okay.
We have and to apply in the third quarter.
Okay. And are we ready in terms of the capacity which the order size may come from? Or are we still building that capacity?
No, we have got capacity to make pipe, but we are making capacity to make fittings. Then
okay.
We are adding several varieties of fittings.
So that
ordered in bolts and our bolts under construction because we will supply a complete system. We supply only not only pipe, we supply fitting also.
Okay. So in terms of our capex, are we capex ready for that, or would we take another quarter for getting that ready?
No, capex is already committed. Now the delivery of equipment will take place. So more will take place.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So you mentioned that PVC prices increased by 13 per kg this quarter. But when I look at your realization per kg, it has fallen on a sequential basis. So why is that?
No, you are saying, you see, ultimately, that is a change of product mix. So, you really can't compare apple to apple that way. There are so many varieties of systems, products, SKUs.
Understood. So, if I have to understand, PVC prices increased by 13 per kg, what would have been our price hikes in this quarter for the different products?
On the month of June only. More price went up in the month of June. So, June price will not reflect in our product price.
So, what kind of price hikes have we taken in June on a blended basis?
Month of June, the price went up by 8 rupees. Out of 13 rupees, 8 rupees increase in June only.
And we increase the, and we also increased the prices by 8 rupees?
In the month of July, the price went down. So, there is no increase finally. What your increase to pay, this has all gone down in the month of July. It's a temporary change.
Understood, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Average.
Yeah. Sir, just continuing with the same part, just wanted to understand... what is the expansion plan we have been planning to for the PVCO pipes? And in next 2 to 3 years, what are the capex we have been planned on?
We got one line from the supplier. We have placed order for 9 more lines.
Okay. Hello? Didn't get you.
Delivery of the nine will be placed on the supplier. Delivery will be in 30 months. We don't have capacity today.
30 working days?
30 months. 2.5 years.
Okay. Got it. But, so... What will be the per line expansion, like you have said 9 lines you have been expanding to. So what could be the capacity of one line?
9 lines when they come, this capacity go up definitely by more than 30,000 tons.
It would be 30,000 tons.
Additional.
So currently we are at 3,000.
Then it will go
32,000 tons.
32,000. And we are at currently at 3,000 metric tons.
After 2.5 years.
Yeah, yeah, I got it, sir. We are currently at 3,000. We will expand by 32. We will make the total facility by 35,000, right?
Today we have got capacity of 2,500 tons. And we okay. are adding 9 line with a fresh order, which is going to come in 30 months, which will increase our capacity of 32,500 tons.
After okay.
After 2.5 years you add, it becomes maybe end of 2025, 2026. We are beginning 2027 or 2028.
And this includes 2005 at present,
So what did you say, sir?
The production.
Sir, what would be the cost of one line to be installed?
Yeah, 40 crore rupees.
40 crore rupees. And that would be, okay, got it. Just wanted to understand, is this business related to B2B, B2G, or how it has been planning to? It has been a distribution-led business?
B2B, so we will sell to some contractor, you will buy and then supply to government department.
Especially by
government departments. Government purchased more than 4 million tons of DI pipe.
Okay. So how much DI pipe would be replaceable by this OPVC pipe?
I don't have capacity, I don't talk much about it.
Okay, what?
I'll talk to you properly after 2 years, I will talk to you properly.
Sure. That's from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Rishabh Bothra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Just I wanted to understand, we have been incurring CAPEX on a regular basis. Have we looked at inorganic growth opportunities at some point of time?
So last year we acquired Parvati Agroplast. So we have seen and we have done it also, but not too much. You see, ultimately, we are inorganic growth.
No, we are not interested in inorganic growth.
So has that acquisition been falling in line with our expectation?
We are still in inorganic growth.
Okay. Has that acquisition falling in line with our expectation?
Yeah, now that is, we purchased because you are coming in our line.
No, post-acquisition I am meaning to say.
The acquisition we have to take it, we are happy with the acquisition.
Okay, sir. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We are taking this as a last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management of Supreme Industries for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We are very much thankful to all the analysts and our partners for raising very excellent energy questions. Myself and both the colleagues have tried to reply all the questions that were raised by them. We thank them very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.